The Labor Department is revamping the regulations on who gets paid extra for working overtime. It says the existing rules are obsolete and confusing and don't do enough to protect low-income workers. Labor unions are attacking the proposed changes. They say millions of workers are in danger of losing their right to get overtime pay for working more than 40 hours a week. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
The Labor Department says a change is long overdue. Victoria Lipnick is the department's Assistant Secretary for Labor Standards.
The current rules, which have been in place since 1949, are hopelessly out of date. And frankly, they just cause a lot of confusion. They're very complex and they don't apply very well to today's workforce.
For instance, Lipnick says, the regulations are supposed to guarantee that the lowest paid workers automatically qualify for overtime. They do this by setting a threshold. Everybody earning less than that threshold gets overtime pay regardless of their duties. The trouble is, it hasn't been raised for 3 decades.
You could make $8,060 per year, supervise 2 or more employees, and be classified as an executive who's not entitled to overtime. We think that is ridiculous, and it has to be updated. So one of the things that we're doing is we are taking that salary threshold that is 3 decades old, and we are raising that salary threshold to $22,100 per year.
Lipnick says that will allow 1.3 million more low-income workers to get paid overtime. Labor unions are fine with this part of the proposed change, but they say overall the update is likely to harm far more workers than it helps. Jared Bernstein is chief economist of the labor-backed Economic Policy Institute.
We find that if these proposed rule changes are implemented, as many as 8 million workers may find themselves losing their eligibility for overtime pay.
Bernstein says that's because workers forfeit the right to overtime if they're classified as professional, administrative, or executive employees. And under the proposed rules, he says, many people who don't currently fall into those categories would. For instance, the new rules stretch the definition of learned professional to include people who develop expertise on the job.
So an employer can say to someone with an associate's degree who's currently covered by the law, take a dental hygienist, for example, or a paralegal, they can say that that person now has enough experience in the job, they've been doing it for 5 or 6 years, that they can be reclassified as a so-called learned professional and therefore exempt from coverage. This is going to wipe out overtime pay for millions of people.
This week, the AFL-CIO organized a rally outside the Labor Department. Its Secretary-Treasurer, Rich Trumka, accused the Bush administration of trying to gut the Fair Labor Standards Act, which established the 40-hour work week.
The Bush administration is basically giving employers a manual on how to lay off workers and force the ones that you keep to double work hours and double them for free. And we simply will not stand for that.
Business groups dismiss these claims as far-fetched. They say currently they're the ones being exploited. Michael Eastman, director of labor law policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says the existing regulations are so vague and complex that they're easy to run afoul of.
Even the most careful, well-intentioned employer will often have great difficulty in determining how to classify their employees.
And he says if you guess wrong, you can get slapped with a big class action lawsuit. He says some plaintiffs are using language in the current rules that says workers may be entitled to overtime unless they consistently exercise discretion on the job. He cites an example of a successful lawsuit.
A Texas case a few years ago involving individuals who train NASA space shuttle ground control personnel, literally rocket scientists, were found to be non-exempt employees entitled to overtime because they didn't technically exercise enough discretion. They made decisions in groups.
Eastman says other highly paid white-collar employees have sued and won awards ranging up to tens of millions of dollars. Business groups agree with the Labor Department's estimate that far more people would gain overtime benefits under the new rules than would lose them. The government has received thousands of comments and suggestions from business and labor groups. It will sift through these before issuing a final rule. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.